We have to receive as part of capacitating ourselves as honorable members. We have invited, let me start by saying that today we're supposed to meet with the Department of Water, getting briefings on water boards, if honorable members remember. The department sent, requested that they be excused because they have been, the entire government I think is working on the Wiki project. I don't know what, probably the new model that the president is launching on the district. So they requested that we postpone that meeting. So then we place the agenda to include this workshop on the Money Bills and Related Matters Act, which govern us as members of parliament. And you remember we had the AG and Treasury taking us through. Then now we have parliament interacting with us on the money bills and related matters. And then we're even going to get training for, we send the message that members must bring their gadgets so that the ITs, they are going to train us on to use some other app in the system that we have so that we can communicate better as members of parliament. Then we'll look at the minutes. All the reports, they've not gone through the management meeting. We are requesting to draw them. All the reports will not be discussed today. We'll deal with the minutes. I'll request the staff to withdraw those reports as we continue. Can we then allow Mr. Jenkins to take us through his presentation? I'm told the over projector is not working, so we have this document. All of us, do we have the document? So can we then allow Mr. Jenkins to take us through? Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members. Thank you very much for the opportunity to do this. Pity about the projector, but ma'am, I'll just refer to the slides as we go through it. To start off with, ma'am, the whole purpose or the reason. Thank you, Chairperson. The Constitution in Section 77, Subsection 3 requires that national legislation establishes procedure to amend money bills. So the Money Bills and Amendments, the Money Bills and Related Matters Act is that piece of legislation that sets out a procedure giving effect to that constitutional requirement, Chairperson. And it came into operation in 2009, and perhaps some members might be aware that we went through a review process of the Act and amended it last year, and the new amendments came into effect this year. So when you're looking at the Act itself, Now, this, let's see, this is not numbered. So background, I'm looking at the page, mechanisms established by the Act. So it's the next slide. The Act established the appropriations and finance committees in the two houses. So those committees are the Standing Committee on Finance and the Select Committee on Finance and the Appropriations Committee. These are established by legislation. And the Act requires that certain rules must give effect to the composition of the committee, the election of the committee, and the functions of it. But for this purpose, ma'am, I think the most important thing is just to remember that there's an Act that establish these committees, and they're there for a specific purpose, which I'll get to. But there's a whole system of, remember, this is how we now are going to amend money bills. This is the teeth that Parliament wants to provide oversight over the spending issues, as well as the revenue collection. Before this Act came to operation, well, we couldn't amend money bills. So the Minister is the only person that may introduce money bills. Parliament has oversight of it, but we couldn't amend it until we had procedure. The establishment of the four committees, the Finance and Appropriations Committees, fit into that procedure because it's only these committees, as we will see later, that can actually amend the money bill. Portfolio committees and other select committees can only make recommendations to amend it. And these recommendations must go through the House to the Finance or Appropriations Committees, and there's certain conditions attached to it. The purpose of this presentation is to make members aware of how that system works and how it operates. On the same slide that is titled Mechanisms Established by the Act, my apologies for not numbering the slides, but we're on the third page. There's a Parliamentary Budget Office that you've probably heard about. The Budget Office assists fundamentally or specifically the Finance and Appropriations Committees, but they are established by the Act, and most of the amendments were also dealing with the governance of the PBO, for short, for Parliamentary Budget Office. Dealing with the governance and how it should be managed, because it's sort of part of Parliament's administration, but at arm's length. It's a separate entity, but still part of Parliament. But that office is the office with the content specialists that will advise on effects of certain proposed amendments or not. And that's also critically important, and I will get to that, because these are the conditions that must be met for an amendment to pass through houses. So I'll get to those, but I think just to understand the infrastructure, if I can call it that, of the Act, we've now heard, established certain committees. What instruments are regulated by the Act? I'm on the fourth slide. It's entitled Legislative and Other Instruments Regulated by the Act. So we have the Finance and Appropriations Committee, and the Finance Committee looks at the macroeconomic, the fiscal policy. It looks at the revenue issues. So it's basically fiscal issues. And the fiscal issues or the fiscal framework is the balance basically between the obligations that government has, its commitments, as well as its contingent liabilities, compared to its revenue that it creates. So it's what we can get in and what we need to spend. And the balance is the fiscal framework, and that's just in short. There's a definition of it in the Act. If members want the Act, I can forward it to the committee and distribute it. If you want a hard copy of the Act, I can do that. And there's a definition for fiscal framework in there. So the fiscal framework is, as I say, the total fiscal position of the country as such. And finance looks at that, and it looks at the revenue, so the feeding stream into the fiscal framework. The Appropriations Committee, much like its name indicates, is the committees that look at the appropriation of things. Appropriation bill, supplementary appropriations bill, the adjustments appropriations bill, that's the committee that will hear the reports on the from the FFC when it considers the division of revenue bill as well as the division of revenue amendment bill. And the division of revenue bill is the legislation that gives effect to section 213 of the Constitution, which is distributing nationally collected revenue to the provinces and local government, to the three spheres of government. So that's the division of revenue bill. It is specifically important for, if I look at portfolio committees that will deal with competencies that is shared competencies in the Constitution. In other words, those competencies which provinces also look at, health, sanitation, well not sanitation, but health, education at primary and secondary school, transport and so forth, because these issues has a knock-on effect if one looks at the amendments that can be made because of the transfers. So clearly there can be shifts. I mean, if you look at health, when you're trying to implement NHI, what's happening at national level gets a knock-on to provinces because of the concurrent competencies, and the provinces become the agents basically of national government to deliver the service. Let me leave it there for now. Another instrument that the four committees, the appropriations and finance committees look at, it's the fifth page, is the medium-term budget policy statement, in which we're expecting now, I think, around about 30 October, if I'm not mistaken. Now, the medium-term budget policy statement is the policy statement, as it says. It's a forward look at what the budget might look like in the next financial year. And it usually comes with the adjustments budget and the amendment to the division of revenue bill. But that is that doesn't have to be necessarily like that. It's just, I think, practically. But the MTBPS, if I can call it short, medium-term budget policy statement, is divided into three-year forward-looking fiscal framework, what it will look like, what the economy will be projecting, the economy will look like. We're projecting revenue collection into 3 years, and we're projecting expenditure on the other side again. So it's a statement just to create some certainty in how government will spend over the next 3 years. And this instrument is also then referred to the budget, the Appropriations Committee, the spending issues, and to finance the fiscal issues and the revenue. The next page, 6, is entitled Timeframes. I'm not going to bore you to death on that. It's just important to know these timeframes, because once this specific committee would like to make a recommendation, it's very important to know that there are timeframes in which a committee like the Appropriations or the Finance Committee, who's considering these financial instruments and financial bills, they are bound by certain timeframes. So if a committee wants to feed into the process, they must be aware of these timeframes, anticipate them, and make their recommendations in advance so that Finance and Appropriations can properly liaise and see if all the requirements, procedural requirements in the Act is being met. To understand how the Act deals with it, as I said, we have this thing called the fiscal framework. The next slide now, I think it's now on slide 7. Parliament must first pass the fiscal framework. Both houses must first pass the fiscal framework because before we go into the, this is the title, sequencing in respect of reporting, next page, man, if you wanted to see that one. If Parliament wants to look at the expenditure, the next slide, yeah, that's the one. First it passes the fiscal framework, which sets the balance. And the fiscal framework, fundamentally, if you want to look at it from a negative perspective, is it's the difference between what we're collecting in revenue and what we need to pay, the expenditure. And if there's a deficit, if we're not collecting enough internally through taxes and levies, then clearly it means we must go out onto the bond market, or we must borrow money as a country. And then you get a deficit, and that deficit goes back into expenditure because we're going to pay financing costs on that loan that the country took, or the bond that we sold on the bond market. So first Parliament passes the fiscal framework to say this is okay in terms of we can continue with this fiscal position, and thereafter it must look at the bills. And the first is the division of revenue bill. How are we going to divide revenue conducted nationally between the three spheres of government? And it's only once those reports have been finalized that Parliament can decide on the appropriation bill. So it's a bit of a pyramid. You have to first pass certain instruments, and then you are bound by them. You can't. In other words, the House have agreed to say we're going to expend or spend so much over a certain period of time, and the money to spend that will come from various sources, the committee can't then make a proposal that falls outside that boundary. So in other words, if there's no money to be spent and a committee wants to question or change the priorities of a departmental vote to move votes, then one must ask where we're going to get that money from, rather than saying to Treasury, well, there's a surplus or there's still space. And this is why understanding the fiscal framework is important, and why the Act is also saying if you pass the fiscal framework and you've accepted that we can only have a certain deficit in our budget, Parliament can't go then and change that midway through a financial year and say, well, now we want to find some money to, if I can use a real live example, fees must fall. Suddenly we need additional billions to pay for tertiary education. Find the money first. And there's further conditions as well, and that's the next slide, man, on slide 8. The Act is quite strict on what I would call fiscal principles, or principles of fiscal discipline. This slide is entitled Making Amendments. Section 8.5 of the Act, and I've tried to quote it there, Section 8.5, subsection 5 of Section 8, says that when you take a decision in terms of this Act, so this would be any decision, also the decisions that a committee as yourselves can take, you have to comply with certain conditions, and those are set out there, enumerated from A to G. So you must ensure that there's an appropriate balance between revenue expenditure and borrowing. The debt levels and debt servicing charges must be reasonable. See, it is quite a flexible test. Ensure that cost of recurrent spending is not deferred to future generations, so that in this generation, at least, we can afford the loans we take. That there's adequate provision for spending on infrastructure development, in other words, capital expenditure. What are the implications of an amendment? What are the implications on the prevailing fiscal framework of the country? And so on. And ma'am, if there's any questions, these are the content issues. To work out these, whether there's compliance with these principles, that's what we have the Budget Office for. And they are the experts on this issue. And when we're making an amendment, or when this committee would make a recommendation, as I would say, to amend the appropriation bill, not only must we comply with A to G, but there must be consistency with the fiscal framework. In other words, if it's additional money that's required for the amendment, the committee needs to find out where that money must come from, as well as there must be consistency with the division of revenue bill that's been passed. So we can't take money from the provinces to deal with the national expenditure, if that's what the committee wants it to do, because that will change the division of revenue bill. So on the next slide, ma'am, that's entitled Portfolio Committee, slide 9, and it's the continuation of Section 5 of the Act. Now, this, in fact, it could have been the start of the procedure for this committee. If a portfolio committee wants to effect change, first it must find the issue that needs to be looked at. So that's the oversight function. And when we look at this Act, if you look at a point of view of this Act, the reason for making amendments to the budget should be based on oversight. This is what the Act envisages. That's why in Section 5, it requires all portfolio committees to annually assess the performance of the department it's responsible for, and then to submit what is called a Budgetary Review and Recommendation Report, the BRRR. This is what it's been, the name it got in Parliament. This BRRR is a report of the committee that must be given to the House prior to the adoption of the reports on the MTBBS. So it's before we get sort of a look at the budget that's coming next year. And what you need to look at, ma'am, is set out there from A to F. It's your BRRR report must look at your medium-term estimates of expenditure of the national department, the strategic plan, the expenditure reports that we receive or that's published every month by National Treasury, financial statements of a department, reports of SCOPA. And SCOPA looks at the Auditor General reports and will make recommendations there whether there's good financial management or not, in short, or whether the performance indicators are met. So when we're looking at water boards, for instance, ma'am, and there might be problems with one or two water boards. There might be under expenditure or over expenditure, and I'm just using as an example of a water board. SCOPA should pick some of these up. Somehow this committee needs to be aware of what's happening there. I think the operating procedure within the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, which is SCOPA, would be that at least the chair gets invited to the meeting of SCOPA if they are considering an Auditor General report that's got some adverse findings or some negative implications for the department. If there's nothing wrong with the department, the Auditor General has given it a clean audit. It's very rare that SCOPA will have time to then also look at that because of the amount of work it does. But if it is there and this committee is represented there or goes to the hearing, that would be some information that then feeds into this BRRR. And it's more or less this time of the year that the committees will start looking at the BRRRs and submit it before we get the NTBPS. Now, the next slide, that's slide 10, it's entitled BRRR. As I say, the purpose of the BRRR is to assess service delivery. And to see whether the department, when we're looking at, remember the strategic plan, whether the department achieves what it set out to achieve in its five-year plan, and specifically in the annual performance plan, did the department meet its objectives there? When we look at governance issues, expenditure issues, did they do good financial government, did they do financial planning, did they stick with their planning? No, I'm not talking off the top of my head. That's not written down here. I'm trying to just put flesh to the slide 10, the BRRR. The slide I'm looking at is the slide I'm looking at is BRRR.
What is
BRRR?
No, Honourable Member, the slide, there's no slide, it's not there. Even in my document, it's not here. Yes. So the probably the office has missed it when they were giving us this copy.
Okay, so acceptable check.
So but members need that because when we come back, we'll be having the BRRR, so they should understand. Can we get the slide that copy? But in your emails, I'm told it's there. Can you open our emails so that we can be able to? Sorry, sir. It's written BRRR on top. Can we allow him to finish presenting? Can we just listen? Unfortunately, we have to, because it's the last two slides. If we have noticed before, we could have waited to have all the copies. But it's at the end of the presentation. Yes. Can you proceed, sir?
Okay, ma'am.
Go very slow.
Yes, now I'm just thinking because this is three slides that I added to the presentation I was going to do a week ago, but it was sent to the committee, to the committee secretary. So I think just let. Very critical that members get it, because that's really relevant for you to understand what is your role in the process of the money bills and how to amend the money bill. So, okay, so we've got the BRRR, I think that's there, and what we need to look at to compile the BRRR.
What is BRRR?
It's Budgetary Review and Recommendation Report. It's an oversight report, annual oversight report that all the portfolio committees must do. So at this time of the year, they will look at the strategic plans again of the department. I mean, we've just done the budget, so that should be fresh in the mind. Look at the reporting, the annual performance plan, but then we'll also look at expenditure reports. Those are monthly expenditure reports. If there are issues about irregular expenditure, what happens sometimes, you get something called fiscal dumping, which if a department can't spend its funds, and it's not always necessarily, but when there's an irregularity, say 20% is spent over 8 months and the rest is spent in the next month, 80% of the budget, one must ask, why are you spending it like that?
Hello, I want us to assist members to understand that process. Don't mix it with other things, and then you'll come before you go to presentation, so that you ask them whether they get you on the BRRR. It's the report that as Parliament, departments must submit the annual report to Parliament. They've got the deadline which they is stipulated in the Act, and Auditor General statement will be included in that annual report, and as a committee we'll then look at that at the report. That's the process. We'll invite all the people or all entities and departments that we are okay working with, and we ask questions about the annual report, whether they've spent, whether there was fiscal dumping, whether there is non-expenditure, and whether there is a change of, because the fourth quarter, in most instances, and the first quarter, targets are not met. You find that it's towards the end of the financial year, fiscal dumping, towards the beginning of the term, people are still settling, they are not spending, but you then have to look at how money has been used vis-a-vis the information that is reflecting on the report. That is the process, and then the report that will table here as will adopt here as a committee would actually include, if we are thinking that this department is being funded properly or it's not funded properly, we recommend certain issues to Minister of Finance, who can do that, and then we can recommend then to the Minister that the portfolio committee is oversighted. So the report will then be tabled to Parliament. Immediately tabled to Parliament, it becomes the Parliament report, which the Speaker's office must track all the recommendations, because immediately when we put the recommendation and to the Parliament, it's no longer a committee's recommendation. Now it's a Parliament decision, because the Parliament would have agreed with our recommendation. Then the Speaker must be able to track all those decisions through his mechanism that will be been established. Ourselves as committees will then be able, as we continue with other plans, will then follow up on those resolutions that we have taken. So it's a legal process that department are expected to follow. Immediately decision has been taken, they have to implement it. So I just thought I must assist in clarifying it further. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. That's 100%, ma'am. And the report of this committee, of each committee, but let's put this committee specifically on the performance of the department, in other words, the BRRR, the minister needs to respond to that when the budget is submitted the next year, to say why certain recommendations in the report has or has not been looked at. And then one can engage the minister further on that. So when we're doing the BRRR, what may be included in there is recommendations on the forward use of resources. In other words, to say to the minister, after we've looked at what the department might spend or where it's going, so look, we are spending too much on this and not enough on another program. And that's a recommendation that needs to be responded to when the minister tables the budget in the next financial year. So that's the power of the committee, and that's where it starts. Oversight to amend the budget. It starts with this oversight exercise, because when the budget comes and next year we get the appropriation bill, which will be, I think, the main focus of a portfolio committee to look at the budget of the department it oversees. Then the committee can look at it, look at also the reasons that the minister has said why certain recommendations from the previous year was or was not included, were or were not included. And if the committee feels that the reasons, let's say it's not included, committee may make then a recommendation to the appropriations committee to change the budget of the department. Can either say the budget must be higher or lower, and of course we must remember there's these Section 8.5 fiscal principles, or principles of fiscal discipline, and there's those other issues. It must be consistent with the fiscal framework, it must be consistent with the division of revenue book. In terms of the fiscal issues, if the committee wants to propose an amendment, but there's no money, so you can't give more money. What the committee may also consider is to look at a program or a expenditure item within a program and then appropriate either conditionally to say this money must go, and if these conditions are not met, certain consequences will follow. The committee must specify the consequences as well as when the conditions are fulfilled or not. It may also recommend that certain expenditure issues are specifically and exclusively for a purpose. Let's take an example of pit latrines. If there's money specifically for that, it would mean that the department cannot move the money when it has a shortfall in another area, and I'm sure the committee is quite aware of that happens as well. Planning is not perfect anywhere. So if a department overspends on the one line item and underspends on another, it may, within certain requirements, may move money. It's called environment. The Public Finance Management Act provides for a department may move money between certain program lines, and there's a limit on it. I think it's 7%. You're not allowed to do more than 7% in a financial year. If the committee wants to prevent that, to say, look, on this issue is a priority issue. Again, let me take pit latrines. If that is a priority issue, the committee makes a recommendation to say that's exclusively and specifically for that purpose, because we want to monitor it. We don't want to see under or over expenditure there. So these are the tools that the committee has. And again, it's based then on what we said the previous year in our BRRR, basically. Ma'am, the next slide is now the one that is in the presentation. It's called consultation. So the ones I've just dealt with, must please be sent that. I'll make sure I also follow up with my colleagues. In terms of consultation, Chair, that's just also to indicate that when a committee makes a recommendation to an appropriations committee to either exclusively or conditionally appropriate or to change the appropriation, please be aware that there must be consultation with a relevant cabinet member, there must be consultation with the Minister of Finance, and these things will take time. So again, you can, I'm going to throw my colleagues under the bus, but myself included, you need to call on parliamentary officials to advise you if that issue is coming up. If the committee starts feeling that we are not happy with a certain issue, let's again take the water boards, if I can keep on picking on them. Please don't wait till the last moment and say, yes, this is what we wanted to do, because what usually happens then is they say, we don't have time to consult. We don't have time to finalize the bill. There's time frames connected. You should have come earlier. So it's always good from the beginning to involve the Parliamentary Budget Office, to ask them, what's the effect of this amendment? We're looking at this. What are the powers that we have? How can we address certain issues? So that's the reason why I'm putting the time frames there. Just to be aware, to take an example, ma'am, we're looking at the moment in the Appropriations Committee at the Special Appropriations Bill. I think a lot of people will be aware of it. That's the bill that allocates a few billion to ESCOM over the next 3 years. So it's looking forward. Now, if there's any amendments proposed to that bill, minister must be consulted for 14 days. So the minister may say, I'm going to take 14 days. Now, if Parliament has programmed itself to pass that bill at the end of this week, which I think it has, then consultation for 14 days is not going to be possible. So either the minister will have to say, well, I'll only use one day, or he can actually use it to say, well, I need 14 days, so Parliament must change its program. So that's why the time frames become important, just to know that there are these issues. And the next slide deals with revenue amendments, and that's just for the sake of completeness. As you're aware, this committee can't deal with revenue. It's only the finance committees that deal with revenue. But there are certain criteria if the committee wants to deal with revenue. If you want to increase or decrease tax collection, there's certain principles of equity, efficiency, and so on that must be taken into account. So that's also just for completeness now. The reporting itself, when a committee reports, also this committee, it's very important to remember, let's just take the one example of amending the appropriation bill. When the appropriation bill is amended, the appropriations committee will do it. They will make the recommendation to the House to amend the appropriation bill, and that report of the appropriations committee must indicate to the House what are the impact it will have on service delivery, what's the impact it will have on other budget items where it's taken away money from, etc. So if a committee wants to make a recommendation to the Appropriations Committee, they should keep that in mind as well. Basically put the Appropriations Committee in a position to consider it. Not for the Appropriations Committee to sit there and then say, look, where are we going to go with this and where are we going to get the money from and so forth. So it's very important to keep that in mind to make the process flow a little bit. Ma'am, for again, the next one is just technical corrections. The bill allows, or the Act allows, the Minister of Finance, if there's an error, a typographical error in either of any of the money bills, it can be pretty expeditiously been changed with a technical correction, and the Minister just requests either in a committee or the House to make the correction. And it happened now in the appropriation bill because of the government departments has been restructured, the portfolios. So then to use the appropriation bill before the elections that we revived to continue after the elections, we had to make a technical correction. The money stayed the same, but it gets differently allocated because there are new departments. Your own one was amalgamated with sanitation and housing. So that's a technical correction. It doesn't change the meaning, really, just correct something. Ma'am, that's my presentation. I mean, as I said, the Parliamentary Budget Office is established. If you want to know exactly how they can assist your office, they don't have a director at the moment, but they can do that to indicate what is it the service that they provide. I did. They are aware of this presentation. I did share it with them. Ma'am, and then the Act just sets norms and standards for provincial legislatures because the Constitution requires provincial legislatures also to have a provincial act to set out a procedure to amend provincial money bills. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Honourable members, any question for clarity seeking questions? Honourable Peke, can I note the hands of members who wants to interact with this presentation? Okay, one. Honourable Peke.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just on slide number 3, there's where you talk about intergovernmental fiscal relations. I see it's an act. Can you just say maybe some few words there? Chair, there the challenge is in the main. How do we make sure that in the process of budgeting and spending that the three spheres of government could work together? Because always we talk about this inter. But we know that the outcome, it's about working separately. As we normally say, we're working in silos. The other one is on slide number 5. You talk about appropriation bill and you say 4 months after. I couldn't understand that 4 months after what? Slide number 5. The other one is slide number 7D. Chair, that's a very important, and I think the chairperson will be very happy if that could happen. You are saying there that there must be adequate provision. Ensure that there is adequate provision for spending on infrastructure development, overall capital spend. I'm not sure whether that word adequate is relevant there. Because if we could say everyone saying that his provision is not adequate, maybe can you just expand why do you say adequate there? The last one, Chair, I think the presenter has been making example on the water boards. Kunje, your name again?
Jenkins.
Frank Jenkins.
Frank. We are facing a challenge of wastewater management. If under the leadership of the chair of what we have identified as a crisis, what should we do if as a committee would recommend for additional budget for that infrastructure in terms of this process of appropriation? Thank you, Chair.
Any other? Okay.
From my side, I heard you saying that on the divisions of revenue, as you, national cannot utilize money which is meant for provinces. Are you referring to the, in terms of the division of revenue, you are excluding the grants in that regard? Because for me, grants belongs to national, but they allocated to provinces. But if the provinces that are not utilizing the grants, like in housing, we're told that they can shift the money to another province. I was just saying, when you say that you cannot utilize the money, which division of revenue has actually allocated the province. You cannot, national cannot use that money, cannot use that money for national purpose. But in this instance, national, say, because the province B, the Limpopo province is not utilizing its conditional, its grants, the housing grants, therefore the money, they relocate it to Eastern Cape because they are performing better. It doesn't mean. Okay.
Thank you. If I might deal with that question first, what I'm saying or what I meant is that if Parliament has passed the Division of Revenue Bill, then the recommendations that this committee wants to make on the Appropriation Bill must fit into that. So in that instance, if Parliament has already said this is what's going to provinces, a committee cannot then overrule the House and say, well, we actually want you to reconsider and bring that money back. But what can happen, of course, and what has happened, is that if this committee then looks at the expenditure at certain levels and provinces, one can make recommendations, and the Minister of Finance can bring a amendment bill, Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, which he probably will bring during the 30 October, when they bring the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill with the MTBPS. So that's how I see that. And then one can deal with it. But it is to sort of, the tracks of this act and the process is once you've done your allocation for provinces and local government, we stick within that as a committee. Recommendations consistent with that. Now, Chair, the questions, is it Honourable Tseki, the issue of the Intergovernment Fiscal Relations Act, it establishes certain institutions. I'm not an expert on it, but the institutions it establishes are the MINMECs. So when the Minister of Finance will meet, for instance, all the provincial MEC for Finance, and so on, to establish exactly that relationship and oversight functions of national over provinces and how the money will be used there. Now, on that, the Finance and Fiscal Commission must make certain recommendations on how the money is established, because that act sets out certain issues that FFC must look at. The FFC is the Finance and Fiscal Commission, headed by Professor Dan Plykley, who's a professor at the University of Free State, I think. And they make recommendations, and they can also come to specific committees to deal with things, but they make mostly recommendations to the appropriations committees, as well as to the provinces, provincial legislatures, on how they think the revenue should be distributed among the three spheres of government. So that's what I meant with that inclusion. The issue of intergovernmental relations when it comes to expenditure issues, it's really the NCOP's main function, if you want my opinion on that. Within the NCOP, we have SALGA, South African Local Government Organization. Well, they have representatives that can sit in the House. They don't participate, but they sit, and they also sit in certain committees. And you have your provincial delegations, and it's considering provincial issues at a national level. So that is the place where these issues get debated. And that's also why a piece of legislation like the Division of Revenue Bill will mostly get debated in the NCOP and provincial legislatures. And the Appropriation Bill will get mostly debated in the National Assembly and its committees, and the NCOP deals with it in quite a quick way. So the issues there, if there's a spending issues or reporting issues or oversight issues, really belongs there to look at that. Not that this committee shouldn't be aware of it. The other question, the Appropriation Bill, within 4 months after the start of the financial year, I don't know if there was a problem with the printing, but the Appropriation Bill must be completed within 4 months of the start of the financial year. So that's more or less by the end of when? March, April, May, June, July. April, May, June, July. End of July it must be passed. And that is because the Public Finance Management Act that regulates how governments spend its money and what it must report on has provided that if the budget can be used before the Act is passed, before the Appropriation Act is passed, but you can only use the budget, the same budget you had the previous year, for the first 4 months. So basically a department can continue spending while Parliament is considering the Appropriation Bill. But you have 4 months. After the 4 months slightly changes, then we're monitoring you on a month-to-month basis of a department, and they can still use money, but then only certain amounts per month. That's why we want to do it in that first 4 months, because then you can still, you don't have to focus on just your expenditure over a month. And these things are really important when we're looking at your accounting and how we keep track of that and what the Auditor General will say about it. Now, the word adequate is very interesting. That's they must ensure there's adequate provision for spending on infrastructure development. The way I understand that part is with reference to the European Union. The European Union, to belong to the European Union, you must pass a certain test, and that is that your budget deficit may not be more than 3%. And the reason they do that is to say that your budget usually goes mostly for financing cost of your loans, for recurrent expenditure, but a certain amount must go for infrastructure development, because that is which drives the economy. The recurrent expenditure, for instance, the wage bill, that could balloon. There's certain problems with it, but if you don't keep on spending on infrastructure and making sure that there's growth there, economists see the kind of a problem. So 3% is basically been set out to say that's a good amount that must be given, or it must be spent per year of your annual budget on infrastructure. Whether that's adequate for South Africa is a different question. I would say not. I would say in a developmental state, as the constitution envisages, should spend a little bit more on infrastructure because we want to grow a bit faster than a developed economy. But that is what adequate is playing around with. There's a little bit of flexibility in it, but it's not the specific opinion of the accounting officer of a department whether the budget is adequate or not on infrastructure. But what an accounting officer can argue, or a minister can argue to a committee, is to say there's been a less than comparable growth in infrastructure expenditure. So when we're looking at infrastructure for water, water boards specifically, one looks at that and says, well, look, in the last 10 years you didn't spend enough on infrastructure development, and that's why there's a non-delivery of water. Then certainly when one can look at it and say, but is it adequate? But it is a bit of a flexible thing, and I would recommend we speak to the Parliament Budget Office to give us some comparisons, what would be adequate or not adequate in a certain instance. But one will have to look at it from different angles. That's it, ma'am. I think that was all the questions.
Okay, there is a follow-up question from the member, and then you'll follow Honorable Harris.
Chair, I just wanted to find out on the formula of division of revenue, if the policy will be forever that the budget, the bigger the population is, the bigger the budget is, and not taking into consideration the circumstances of a particular province, especially where this population is small. So it means forever those provinces would suffer because of the population, the circumstances of distances, and the ruralness of the, that particular province. So it means it will be forever disadvantaged in such provinces. The second point which I wanted to make was on the different portfolio committees which are relevant, or as much as we talk about relationship between the three levels of government, but it's important for collaboration of portfolio committees, for the COPDA, the water and sanitation, public accounts, because we mainly deal with the same thing. So do you think that it's important to have a regular type of discussions or oversight functions?
Sorry, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think I just want to find out the...
I don't know what the gentleman's name is.
Mr. Jenkin. No. Do you perhaps have as an example of a committee that recommends the shift of funds? And how did National Treasury respond to that? In terms of, like, example, is there a shift of funds? Did it happen already in some committees? Is there where, for example, X is now being moved to Y? Did that happen? In terms of shift of funds.
We've talked about the fiscal commission. I understood their role is to recommend to the Minister of Finance whatever that they can do. They can recommend.
Can you say, thank you.
Oh, I thought you had done Honorable Ari.
No, I was asking him. Expect from him to respond. What did you say?
No, I'm asking questions. I'm asking questions to the presenter.
Yeah.
That is talked about fiscal commission. I'm saying their work is to recommend, advise the Minister of Finance, which in most instances the advice is not taken in consideration, all of them. You just pick those that you think he can take. So I'm just saying that in your reference, you've referred to them, and I was saying that their recommendation depend on the Minister of Finance.
Chair, if I may start with that one again. Sorry, I'm in a way sniggering because the FFC agrees with you, but it also agrees that Parliament doesn't follow its recommendations. That's why I'm laughing. They make recommendations to the minister, but in terms of the law, they make recommendations to Parliament as well on the division of revenue. So it's the equitable distribution of revenue collected nationally between the three spheres of government, and that is where we must make those or listen to them. And if there's a problem, as the first question went, there's a problem with the formula, and the province is basically trapped in a spiral. If I can use an extreme example, spiral of poverty, because it has a certain population growth, but it needs additional resources to get out of it. And that is where one must look at then, to look at Professor Plaikis and his team to say, look, is that formula appropriate? Because it's equitable, it's not equal, it's equitable. So it's substantive equity. It doesn't have to be the same amount per person, per province. Just as a hypothetical example, people in Gauteng might not need as much money per person as the people in the Northern Cape or in the Eastern Province. Mm. So that is the kind of submissions that, first of all, the FFC must bring forward, because that's their mandate. They should make that recommendation. And if one has questions about it, certainly ask it to him, but that is the kind of thing one must do. From a portfolio committee, nothing stops a portfolio committee to engage with the FFC, but of course within the portfolio and to say, look, how is it happening at provinces and local government? Because water and sanitation is also something that happens at local government, and one must be very aware of these things and how does it happen there, and this committee can look at these things. So that's that one, and it's a question from the chair. Just to get back to the first question, the issue of committees conferring, I find it very useful, simply just to break out of the boundaries that committees sometimes feel, that we're just looking at one thing, and to become aware if this committee sits with SCOPA, if there is a problem with the Auditor General's report, certainly there's a different perspective in SCOPA than one will hear from a department here. And the reasons might also come out there why certain things have not been done. Maybe there's not filling of vacant posts, and that's why there's no service delivery at a certain level. When you go to SCOPA, you'll find out, well, that's not a challenge for the department, and the department has a different approach. The reasons that they were given this committee might not be what's happening there. So it's very important to confer if there are issues, and that's how it comes out. And it happens. The rules are in place, National Assembly rules for committees to confer. And the Money Bills Act requires also committees from two houses to confer. So if there's that need, that can also happen. So that would be important. I do not have an example of a committee that recommended the funds, but we had, I think about 2 years ago, there was a shift in the Department of Home Affairs, and then the minister requested that the funds be reallocated, that the shift be actually cancelled, and then that went through the committee, but it didn't follow the process, as I indicate here, of a BRRR committee coming out and saying, well, your response to our BRRR was not reasonable. We want you to relook at it, and if you don't, we're going to make a recommendation to the Appropriations Committee to change the budget of the Department of Water and Sanitation, for instance. I'm not aware of that example. So I've not seen, since this bill was passed in 2009 and we started implementing it, I think around about, well, we started that year, but the amendments really only started a year or two after. It hasn't gone the full process where we've gone to a portfolio committee, making a recommendation, looking at the response from the minister at the budget, then making a further recommendation to the appropriation board to change that. I'm not sure if my colleagues know of other examples, but I've not seen it, other than the Home Affairs one. But that was what happened with Home Affairs. Home Affairs moved some, the Minister of Finance reallocated money from Home Affairs to another I think, program within Home Affairs, and then that was a mistake because there were some issues still outstanding, payments that had to be done. So the minister just turned it around, but that was a correction, technical correction within Home Affairs about 2 years ago. So maybe you can be the first to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, no, thank you very much for empowering us. As we are going into the BRRR, now we have the knowledge what we should do, what we might not do. Thank you very much again for the presentation. Okay, no, thank you very much.
Now we have. You're welcome, IT people. I'm not sure whether your session is not going to lead one by one at some point, because if it's going to lead one by one, we rather finish adopting the minutes and then we go into your session, and then we know that you even have time to have special attention to members. You're still going to teach us to open even this guide at some point. So I'm just saying. So that's why I'm saying, can we finish with our agenda? Just to adopt the minute and then go into it. I'm sorry for inconveniencing
you IT people. I know that you are needed mostly. Honorable members, can we look at the minutes and then we adopt them so that they can...
Yeah, thanks so much, Chair. Before we start adopting the minutes, can we request in future, if we are done with a meeting like today, the following meeting we must have in the minutes of the previous meeting. This thing of coming with a minute of 3 or 4 meetings of previous portfolio committees is very disturbing. We can't even make corrections thoroughly because some of the things we don't remember them very well. Thank you.
Okay. We'll look at that because sometimes it's not going to be possible because of the agenda that we have. But we'll try our level best that we don't have. That's why we're trying that it shouldn't be more badges. I'm going to allow colleagues which one is it? 22nd. Do you have copies, members? 23 July, page 1. Yeah. Hello, Honorable Mokhotu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to make a follow-up on the response that which you have just given to us. In actual fact, the request was not suggested to you. It was suggested to the Secretary. And the secretary is the one that was supposed to have responded. And this is not the first time that we have requested the secretary to give us any documentation or any minutes in advance. And then we've already mentioned that or requested that we need hard copies. That is what we said. That is what we requested. And she has accepted and said that she's going to rectify that mistake. So please, Secretary, make sure that you do your work diligently. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members who cannot discuss one thing all over, we heard you. That's why we have acknowledged that we'll try our level best because the Secretary doesn't work alone. We're not a researcher. It's a process for the minutes. You don't bring the minutes that has not been... must go through the management committee before it comes here. So that's why we're saying we'll make sure that management committees meet regularly to deal with those minutes. And your point is understandable. For us to follow and track issues, you need the minutes to correlate with issues as we continue. We understand your concern, honorable members. We will try our level best. Can we deal with the minutes so that we allow the IT people to deal with the page 1? Page 2? I've said the 23rd, July 2019. We're correcting and adopting the minutes. Page 3? Page 4? Honorable Biga? Abiga?
On resolution on page 4.
Yes.
And that's to undertake an agent oversight visit to ascertain progress on the foreign water project in the control area. Yeah. Just to check if there is anything that has just been done to ensure that this agent is present.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mapika. You we have taken the issues on board. You know that you have to apply to go to oversight. So, and there is, in terms of parliament program, then the next oversight will be on the 3rd and the 6th of December. That's the open time for the oversight. And then that is the day that we're applying to go to Guyana. Because the first week of the when we come back is the triple B process, and then the from the week of the 3rd and the 6th of December, in terms of parliament program, then is the oversight. So we'll then be applying to go to oversight in that regard. So we have taken note of those of the minutes. All the minutes. As we finalize the minutes, when we deal with the program, we include all those issues in the program so that it doesn't get, the minutes doesn't get late, even if we adopted them late. So can we get the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Zeke?
Adoption of the minutes.
And seconded, thank you very much. The minutes of the 20th August. Page 1, page 2, yes, Honorable Mabiga.
Chairperson, correction, I am Mabiga MS, I'm not just S.
Thank you very much.
Mabiga.
So, noted. page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Can we get the mover for the adoption of the minutes? The minutes of the 20th August 2019, Honorable August. Honorable August, move for the adoption at seconders. Honorable Grace. Zeke. Can you record it, Honorable Zeke? We must record it on the system.
Thank you very much.
The minutes is duly adopted. The minutes of the 23rd August, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Oh,
45, page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Can we get the mover for the adoption, Honorable Mvana?
The person before we move the minutes, I think I was present in this meeting and I don't remember.
Okay. The name of Comrade Mvana.
I also
Honorable Mvana.
I also move the adoption of the
minutes. What do I call? So she moves. Honorable Michelle?
No. On page 9, I think it's clear number 23 from the resolution. It says that provide a list of projects that were placed on hold due to accruals as well as the plans to address the accruals payables and overdraft. When are we going to get these things? Because we did not get it. Just a follow-up question on this one, on the resolution. Thank you.
Okay, the follow-up on the minutes. When are we going to get it? Immediately. So we'll communicate with the department and follow up on them, because with the minutes, we'll then be able to follow up with the department on them too, because they were supposed to provide them immediately when we discuss in the meeting. Immediately there is an agreement that there must be a document that must be submitted. It doesn't have to wait for the minutes. The department must just provide. If they have not submitted, we'll actually follow up on them. Thank you for that, Honorable Member. We'll follow it up. Honorable Mvana has moved for the adoption. Seconder? Second now to the adopt the minutes. Your quietness. Yes. Honorable Grace.
I second check.
Thank you very much. Duly adopted. The 3rd of September. Page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Can we get them?
Can you please just take it slow so that he can go have enough time to peruse the minute? I think you are too fast. It's very slow.
Okay. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. That is the minutes of the 3rd of September. Can you get the adoption or any correction? Honorable members,
I'm waiting for your response, Honorable Members. What? You have read this document. You had them a long time ago.
What is it?
Yes.
Approve it.
Honorable Seke, move for the adoption. Second, Honorable Mvana.
I move.
Honorable Mvana, second. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The minutes duly adopted. The 10th of September. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Yes.
Page 6, under committee observation and concerns. Bullet number 1, 2, 3. The sentence speaks of the inability of the city to recover 20 million that was stolen. I think let's create in a correct context. 20 million of infrastructure, not like cash.
Yes.
Infrastructure worth 20 million. Or equipment.
It's an equipment. It's not the money that is lost in the bank of the city. It's an equipment that has been stolen. So we'll correct that. Thank you, Comrade Honorable Zeki. And then page 7, page 8. We have said that the national department on the resolution, the national department, they must assist, they must build capacity. We've never said them as second official. They must build capacity in the municipality, and where there is no capacity, they must implement themselves, because it's the dire need, there is emergency. So it was not successful because it cannot happen. You cannot say something that cannot happen. You can't second officials of national to move, but you can go and support, build capacity in them. So I just wanted to correct the resolution. So can we, that was the meeting that we had with FANU and the Department of Water Affairs and the Hamans Kraal community, that we had it last week. So, so and we then said that their plan should have the constitution, the institutional arrangement. You must know who's doing what, when, as they, because they presented, members remember, they presented the plan we then said the plan must have an institutional arrangement. Who is doing what at what time? So can we get the adoption of the minutes, Honorable Mpisa?
Chair, before the adoption is made, I just want to, like the same correction I made, to say it is stands for all other sets of minutes, because I could not just raise it in each and every set.
Yeah.
But also, Chairperson, I've got another concern as to why will all other members be referred to as Mr. Messis and Miss, and only myself, I'm just different from all other members. And I've noticed that it's in all other sets, in all the sets of minutes. Okay. Why?
Honorable Mabiga, you are very right. I think it's a mistake that the Secretariat must be there to correct it. Because in Parliament, indeed, we have honorable members, or Mr. or Miss or Miss. So they will correct it.
No, we are the same.
You know, Mashiko is not here, and now it's you. I'll go later.
No, I'm trying, but you promised me.
So, because you must even raise your hand so that Okholiso can see. Probably has not seen the other things. Honorable Masala?
Yeah, before the adoption of this last the issue that I raised before of matters arising in the minute is not that only the one item that I spoke about. There's a lot in this set of meat or of minutes. Can the committee, maybe in the next group portfolio committee, come with all these issues that arise in this set of minutes, so that we can see how far with the process, where we said the staff must be, we must hire staff and all those things. How far are they with that process? There's a lot. It's not only that one item that I spoke about. Thank you.
You are referring to the department. Yes. Honorable members, let me repeat. Everything that you raise it here becomes part of the program of the committee. Secondly, when the department, because we are meeting with the department quarterly basis, members, you are still free to ask them if they've not responded in the manner that you think they've you requested the answers, and with the documents, because it's very important. I think the staff, they are here, they are listening. Document immediately in the meeting. We agree that we need the list of projects. It doesn't have to wait for another meeting and minutes to have the list. Their work is to, as they invite the department, we write the letter to the department and requesting the list officially, because we would not actually take any paper that is not signed, honorable members. The whatever document that must come from the department, it must be signed. It must have a face so that you know who has signed the document. So, and that's why it should be done formally by them, the office here. The secretariat must do that formally, to say the committee in this meeting, they've requested this project. Can we move for the adoption of the minutes with the corrections that we have made, Honorable Mvana?
I move for the adoption with the amendment.
Thank you very much. Any second, Honorable Treki? Treki?
I hope Honorable Mvana will also include this amendment.
Well, you wanted to amend. You are late now.
Yeah, page 3.
Yeah.
It's just pure order of writing.
Mm.
It says there, paragraph 2, she welcomed the representatives of the resident of Farmers Cry. And we don't know who is this she. In the first paragraph, there's no way we are talking about who is this she.
Oh.
So if you could start, at least you can mention she as you continue. But the first, she must be the chairperson.
Okay.
At all times, in all minutes, before you can say she or he, you should have mentioned his name or his position. But in this context, it will be the chairperson.
That is so correct. Thank you. No, thank you, Honorable Second. Are you adding the amendment and seconding the adoption?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The amendment will be adopted. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
We we will make sure that in minutes does not have we don't have a lot of minutes taking without coming through the committees. Can we then get our IT people? This is our last item. We have you until lunchtime. So I'm not saying must extend your presentation. I'm just saying you must interact with members, those that they cannot open the gadgets, assist them to open and help them. And the PowerPoint here is not working. Fresh legs for 5 minutes is still connecting.
Top right corner, it will show you as the member. Here I am set up as the chairperson, and it will show you your photo. If your photo is on the system, then it will show your photo, and it will show you that you are a member of which house. So if you are in the NCOP, it will show the NCOP. Okay, so it is member specific. But at the same time, for each committee, all the members of the committee will see the same things about that committee. Okay? So, if you look at the menu, we've got home at the top there. That's basically the default page for the app. And then we've got my committees. Under my committees, it will show you your specific committees. That's where it's going to be different for everybody. And then you will have a My Calendar. Now, because you attend both plenaries and committees, your calendar will be different. But it will give you a holistic view of the calendar, all the plenaries, including all the committee meetings. And then you've got members in Parliament. I'll show you the sub-menu items there. It will show you all the members of Parliament, their contact details. If there's a new member that you don't know, you are actually able to see them there and their contact details on there. And then it's got My Chamber Activities. Under My Chamber Activities, you will have all the House documents. Now, because members, although you'll be in the National Assembly, you might be interested in the NCOP. In My Chamber Activities, you'll actually see all the documents for both houses.
Okay.
And then you've got alerts. Alerts is just to say if something new is happening, if, for instance, this meeting has been scheduled, it will come in as an alert, and you're able to go to it directly. And then you've got a My Profile. Under My Profile, it will basically tell you about yourself and also the details about the device itself. That's just for support purposes, but I'll go through each one one by one. If you go to Home, in Home, it will show you upcoming activities. Okay, that it will show you the next three things that you should be attending. If everything was scheduled for you, then those would be the next three things that
okay.
should happen. Now, the next for the chairperson is really the plenary that's happening today at 2 o'clock to 20 past 6 in the National Assembly. Okay, and then there's a joint sitting, and then there's another plenary. Then, below that, it will show you the press releases. This is just to make sure that you keep abreast as to what's happening in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a press release that's just been released now, you want to be able to read it. So if you were to answer questions, for instance, then you are well abreast of what's happened. So you'll see there was a press release today. In fact, there's two that you could go into and get the details of. Okay, so that's the home page that you get. Now, you always go to the three lines at the top. If you get lost, just go to the three lines on the top, then it will give you a menu, and we've tried to make the menu very simple, I mean the app very simple, so that you can, it's intuitive, so that it's easy to navigate. Yeah, and the top left. Yeah.
Home.
Just about home.
Yeah.
If you click on that, it will always give you the menu. Okay. So the next thing is My Committees. Now, if you go to My Committees, like I said, this is member specific. So the chair is only going to see the committee that she belongs to. She belongs to this portfolio committee, and she belongs to the chair of chairs committee. Okay, so we are in the process of updating everything. So the multi-party, all the women will also belong to the multi-party, but we are in the process of updating all the committees. But you might be, okay, let's go to this specific committee. If you go to that specific committee, Yes, human settlements. Then you have two menu items. Now you could have a third menu item as well. You will have the members. It will show you all the members of the committee. We've got, if we go for instance, it will show you all the members of the committee. And if you go to meetings, it will show you all the meetings of the committee. Okay. Now this meeting that we've just done. Oh, okay. So if we go to that committee, then it will show you that we have this meeting. Anyway, so it will show you what you've been doing, for instance, in this committee. It will show you the menu there. It will show the training of my parliament up on there. Now, it should also give you the attachments. I'm just going to see, maybe it's still going to update. I'm just going to see why it's not giving the attachments, but it should give all the attachments of this committee. Yeah, no, you go to, remember what I said, you go to the menu, you go to the specific committee, my committees, and you go to this specific committee. If you go to meetings, then it will show you all the meetings. Okay. So, yeah, it will show you all. Now, the good thing about it is that if we had all the attachments, for instance, the presentation that was done by Legal Now, if it's attached, in 6 months' time, you probably won't remember. But if you go to this meeting, it will be attached.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it helps you because now you don't have to be carrying all these documents around to be able to make sense of it. Okay. So that's basically what happens in my committees. Okay. But you might be interested in some other committees. My committees. Yeah. So, but you might be interested in another committee that you're not really a part of. Say you have a committee on the recruitment of the Deputy Public Protector.
Yes,
you're interested in that
committee. No,
there's
a picture of a near a object. Kekato, is that a man of my foot?
Okay. So what you do is you show all the committees, right?
Mm.
And then what you do is you go to that specific committee that you are interested in. For instance, if you are interested in the portfolio committee on basic education, you can click on that committee and click on follow. Once you click follow, it will show you. Okay. So can I go back? Go to the key line, right? Go to my committees. Click on my committees again, and then show all committees. Okay. Then if you pick a committee there, you can pick any committee that you don't belong to.
Okay.
Then it will show you that committee. It will only show you the member, and then you can say follow.
Oh.
Once you follow that, if that committee has a meeting, then it will show you the meeting.
Oh.
Okay. So that's how you also keep track of other, because you might be in a study group that deals with another committee, but you're not a member of that committee.
Okay.
So the next part is on the calendar. If you go to the calendar, now the calendar will give you everything, like I said. Now you see the green spots there. What it means is that there's a meeting on any of those green spots. If you click on any of the green spots, if we click on the 19th, for instance, then if you go to the month and you click on the 19th again, then it will show you that there's a plenary in the National Assembly. There's no committee on that day.
Oh,
it will, on the 17th, it will show a committee.
Oh,
but
certainly.
Yeah.
So I want to say there's no meeting on the 20th.
There's no meeting that is scheduled yet.
Yeah,
so when everyone comes on board and everyone schedules, then it will actually reflect the true sense of
okay.
Just tell me something, so it will only be in an update for the month of committee sitting, so will that update be on a weekly basis? That we will
no, as the month. People schedule, then it updates it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it is not like it is for a month program or what, it's on a weekly basis?
Well, it is your committees, you can actually instruct your people to schedule for a month.
If it is possible, a month program, that will
it's possible. Okay, so that's as far as the calendar goes, and if you go back to the menu, and you go to members in cabinet, okay, so it will show you the member listing. It will show you the member documents. Okay, the idea there is for you to be able to see anyone who's in your chamber. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But if you go back, you go to in the National Assembly.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next is under the member document. You we've got news there, but if there's magazines, all of those things can go in there.
Newspaper
is a different, the press reader is a different, but we are thinking of how we can integrate the two. Then, as the legal person mentioned, the budget office can advise you on something. So we've allocated space there for the budget office to publish documents. Unfortunately, for now, there's no document that are published. And if you go back, you have all the newsletters there. We've got two internal newsletters, the InSession and Masitete, and you are able to access them on the app. Okay. So,
Under
my chamber activities, you'll see that it's got all the house documents.
It takes
a bit of a while on the newspaper. Okay, under, if you go to the menu and you go to my chamber activities, yes, and then house documents, it will show you all the documents. All the documents there. This is where you can actually, you'll see there's National Assembly, it's still updating, and you also have the National Council of Provinces. Okay. And then you've got alerts. Alerts is, it's gonna tell you when there's a new meeting that has been scheduled.
Yeah.
or your iPad. So avoid to have all the documents on your
okay. So for instance, this is the
it's there now.
If you go the last alert saying a new meeting of the portfolio committee has been added to your calendar, this is when the secretary was scheduling. So it tells you there's a new meeting, and if you go there, it actually goes to this meeting. So this is basically a way of updating you, so that if, for instance, the new change is in 2 or 3 hours before the meeting, then they are able to change it there and you can go to the correct venue. Okay? And then the last on the menu is the profile. The profile is simply about you, so it will show you and your committees. The only thing that I need to flag there is to say there's a device ID there. Now remember, we are deploying this onto your device. So there may be something wrong with your device. So if you give us a device ID, you must always just make sure that the last updated must be recent, because it means, if you don't have internet access, you might think the app is not working, but it's actually, it needs internet access. So that will help you if you have a problem and you call us, then we know where the problem is. You must always make sure that...
You
can change the picture, but well, we've got, in TCS, we've got a person
in with... There are new photos that
we're taking.
Yes, this
year.
Why are you not changing
them? These
are the old ones.
Like you look younger, leave it.
It's
a little bit picture.
Now this thing is done internally. You can change the picture as many as you wish. Okay. Can you?
Honorable members, can we listen as we work on our documents? Honorable Nzam, you want to ask?
I want you to check whether, because he may mention that it needs to be later made. So I want to check, we have to form you so as to update it.
No. Honorable Second, you wanted to ask a question?
No, it was only follow up on the picture. I didn't hear the report.
Okay. On the picture, we can change it. I think it's better to work through the secretary to say, I'm not happy with my picture, and then the parliament photographer can maybe even take a new picture, or you tell us which picture to use. So it's just, maybe just go through the secretariat, and then we can do that. It's fine. Okay. On the update, I'm mentioning that date just for you to be able to see what's wrong, because sometimes there's nothing wrong. It's just a question of your internet is not on or something like that. So I'm just saying to check that the app has updated, use that date. Generally, there shouldn't be any need to contact us, because if that date is recent, then it means it's updated. And also, if you have internet access, it updates automatically. So, but we also have the last menu item, which is a service request. We are still starting with this service, so please bear with us. If you click on that ICT service request, there's a plus at the bottom. There's a small plus at the bottom left. If you click on that, then it will give you something that says typing. you just tell us what the problem is, and you, in that block, you just finish the details.
Okay.
If you send it, we'll try and prioritize your problem within ICT.
All right.
Okay. But we are starting with that service, so please bear with us that we get in there. Okay, so that's basically as far as the M goes. I don't know if there's any other questions. Okay, there's just one more thing that I would like to do. Okay, we are in the process of upgrading this app. Okay, it's no. The press reader is a different thing altogether. It's not on here. We are still trying to see if we can direct you to it, but it's not on here. Okay, just to tell you one Just one more thing, we are busy trying to upgrade this app. Okay, so there's we are still busy with this. You can see it doesn't look good. Okay, this you don't have in your app. I'm just trying to show you there's two more things that are going to be coming. Currently, if you look at house under chamber activities, you only see house documents. But what we are trying to do is we're trying to put in questions as well, where you'll be able to see questions that were asked and the responses thereof. Okay, but that it will come under my chamber activities, but it's not there yet. This is in development. No, that's just documents there. This is questions. So that's one of the things that are coming through, and then the other thing that we also are going to be looking at is house resolution that we'll be putting online. But that's going to be the next phase. Hopefully by December we'll start with the development. So we're in the process of getting help. Okay. Now, just one of the benefits, for instance, is to make sure that when you hold the department to account, you can actually tell them and say we want all documents within a week or within 2 weeks before the meeting, so that you are able to go through the documents and engage with the documents, not to come and see the documents only when you are in the committee. That way, when you are in the committee, you are simply engaging now on the process. So we hope it makes your life easier and much more The app itself is content-based, so we depend on everyone to update. Okay, so we are engaging with the staff as well to schedule and to update documents. So but the app itself will show what is there. So we are in the process of making sure that everyone puts documents on the system and the documents are up to date.
Any other question?
Clear as mud.
Thank you very much.
IT people, but you can still go around and fixing all the. You still have some time. You don't have to leave now. Just go in.